Peru swears in a new president tomorrow. It's a ceremony that many hope will end nearly a year and a half of political turmoil. Incoming President Alejandro Toledo says his first priority is to restore the democratic institutions that were dismantled during the 10 years of authoritarian rule by former President Alberto Fujimori. Reporter John Miller is leaving Peru after 5 years. In his final reflections from Lima, Miller says Toledo and the country owe a debt of gratitude to the unassuming man who fought to get the democratic process started.
When Alejandro Toledo raises his right hand and swears to uphold the solemn duties of his office, the eyes of the world will be on him, and rightly so. He's Peru's first elected indigenous president, a man who rose from shoeshine boy to lead a country of 26 million. But I will be watching the bald little fellow with the glasses and mustache who will be handing Toledo his red and white presidential sash. A remarkable thing has happened in Peru these last few months, and Valentin Paniagua has been right in the middle of it. As interim president since Alberto Fujimori fled in disgrace to Japan last November, Paniagua has overseen a spectacularly and absolutely unexpectedly smooth transition from dictatorship to something that looks an awful lot like democracy. He is an improbable hero. When Congress asked him to run the country 8 months ago, hardly anyone in Peru even knew who he was. His main qualification seemed to be that he was uncontroversial and unambitious. I had heard of him, but only barely. I'd seen him at a press conference given by opposition leaders at the height of the corruption scandal that brought Fujimori down. Paniagua sat at the end of the table and pitched in now and then in a stylized, old-fashioned sort of way. I knew I couldn't afford to tape everything, so every time he spoke, I shut off my recorder. A few weeks later, he was president. And what a job he has done! Under Paniagua's avuncular leadership, Peru has taken huge strides toward returning its government to its people. It posted the national budget on the internet. It staged an impeccably clean presidential election. It put dozens of corrupt officials in jail and started proceedings against Fujimori's longtime right-hand man, the astonishingly crooked Vladimiro Montesinos. It moved forward on countless other fronts as well, from fiscal policy to prison conditions to indigenous rights, all because Paniagua hired competent people and allowed them to do their jobs. That sounds like a simple formula, but it was a radical departure from the only-me leadership style of Alberto Fujimori, a man who was constitutionally incapable of sharing the limelight. In the early 1990s, Fujimori rescued Peru from hyperinflation and horrific political violence. By the end, it seemed his main interest was keeping himself and his circle of cronies in power. Even his critics say that if he hadn't insisted on running for a third term last year, he might have gone down in history as Peru's greatest president. Now that honor may go to a man who never sought the office, who refused to live in the government palace, and who handed over power with a smile, not a fight. For NPR News, I'm John Miller in Lima.